Talking about transportation, transporting the past, the present and the future generation. With a taxi, private vehicle or bike, your two bicycle wheel them are a hike. Listen up, we go coulda young or you old, hop on the bus cause we are got the road.
Welcome to The Road, a quick drive into the policies and plans of the transport sector. So who will I see it? Miss Sue come back. One already.
Hey, you. Yes, you sir with the canned beef and you like a miss with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me now, please. It tastes good, don't? But guess what? A hit CM1 are going to raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
Westmoreland. Roadworks have begun along the first Macfield Roadway, valued at nearly $25 million. Though the project is defined as first Macfield, some work will continue toward Chichester. The 14-kilometer stretch of roadway will be widened and improvements made to its drainage system. Work will be done to create standard 3.65-meter wide lanes, hard shoulders for persons to pull off in the event of an emergency, and sidewalks for pedestrians.
We have some sections of the corridor that are narrow. We have some sections where the turning radius is difficult. In other words, we have too many corners. These are some of the things that we intend to fix. The width of the road should be the same from Ferris all the way out to Macfield.
Communication and Customer Service Manager at the National Works Agency, Stephen Shaw. Mr. Shaw says the project should significantly improve the north-south linkage.
Now, this road carries some 5,000 vehicles per day in the two lanes. So without a doubt, based on our analysis, it needed to be improved. It is one of the major north-south linkages linking Savannah Lamar, Black River, and those places to Montego Bay.
For the project to be completed, embankments will have to be removed, certain areas will have to be filled, and land acquisition will be necessary.
Under the Land Acquisition Act, where we are going to be acquiring property, the government is duty-bound to serve notice. So notice is served on everyone who happens to live or do business or who own, let me use that word, who owns property that is next to the road.
Mr. Shaw says everyone impacted by the acquisition of land for the rehabilitation of the roadway will be compensated. The road reconstruction project is being executed under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP, and is being undertaken by China Harbour Engineering Company Limited, CHEC. And now for a road safety message.
Jamaicans, drivers, passengers, motorcyclists, and pedestrians, slow down. Observe the rules of the road. Be courteous. Drive defensively. Be considerate. Buckle up. Wear a helmet. The careless overtaker is only rushing to the undertaker. Not observing the rules of the road could cost you your life and that of your loved ones. I encourage all road users to take special care as we use public thoroughfares. The life you save may be your own. Remember, your family wants you to arrive alive.
And we've arrived at the end of our program. Thanks for journeying with us. I'm Twyla, and it was my pleasure driving you through a small part of the government's bigger plan to improve Jamaica's transport system. So, until next time, whether you walk, you ride, you fly, sail or load, go on, do your thing. And go on, go do road.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.